This is Backstage Pass. We are live from the Henry Epstein Studio at WXXI, and we just heard Robert Schumann's Adagio and Allegro, played by cellist Julian Schwartz and pianist Marika Bernacki. Julian, I wanted to, as we were talking about your teachers, I wanted you to share the story about your bow.
Well, there have been a few incredible serendipitous moments in my musical life, and one of them was so indescribable to me, and I couldn't really rationalize it anyway. So it felt like there was some kind of divine intervention or power, even though I'm not really prone to thinking that way. One of my most influential teachers was Toby Sachs in high school. She was an amazing cellist, and she ran the Seattle Chamber Music Society, and unfortunately, and very sadly, she passed in 2013 suddenly. And it was devastating to me and to a lot of members of the music world, especially the chamber music world. And it's very unexpected. I had gotten a chance to see her after not seeing her for 2 years, just a few weeks before she was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And it was absolutely a horrible experience for me, and she left behind an amazing bow collection. And a few years later, I was talking to her widower and asking, hey, you know, it'd really mean a lot to me if I were to have a bow of Toby's. And he said, oh, well, I sold all of them. And I was, I guess, sad that he didn't give me a ring and say, hey, do you want something, want one of these, you know, I don't know, maybe she had 60 incredible bows. And it just so happened that I had come across a bow at an auction in New York. It was some composite bow. It was part Dodd, part Paul Martin Seyfried, who was a great bow maker, Port Townsend. And I had bought the bow at auction, and I was the only bidder. And somehow it was inexpensive, and I guess nobody else wanted it because it wasn't a collector's item. And I just fell in love with it just out of happenstance. And it turned out that I put two and two together. I emailed Marty, her widower, to ask where he, you know, sold all these bows. Turned out that the lot numbers matched, and this had been one of Toby's bows that I had randomly sort of bought at an auction. So, and I wrote that story up for also for Strings Magazine, and I just couldn't get over it. So I'm really happy to be playing one of her bows.
Perhaps not so random after all.
Well, you know, I don't know how that happened, but it is definitely very meaningful for me.
Now, you both had interesting childhoods in that you had musicians in and out of your house a lot. At some point, Marika, you must have realized that this wasn't a normal childhood. This wasn't the type of childhood that most kids were having.
Well, I come from a sort of musical family, but Julian's the one that was lucky to have people coming in and out, I think, and being exposed to all these great musicians. I had a kind of normal childhood. I went to regular school, and music had a big part in my life, for sure, and it was the most important part of my life in my teenage years. I had a normal childhood, but there were some sacrifices, for sure. Like, I had to practice, and I couldn't do normal stuff with friends when I was younger. But I think I had a normal childhood, and I think that's an important part of me today and how I speak about music, because I think it is a very normal thing. And I'm just so thankful that I had that, because it was always a driving force in my life. And it was difficult at times, I would say, to have purpose, so much purpose at a young age, like knowing what you want to do when you're young and continuing to do that. That was at times difficult, but I'm also so thankful that I knew when I was young what I knew I wanted to do.
Julian, your dad was and has been a great proponent, of great supporter of two composers very specifically. One was Alan Hovhaness, and the other was Rochester's David Diamond. Did you know both of these gentlemen?
Yes, I knew Alan well, as I did. Well, he was very old at the time that I knew him, but David was the one I knew especially well. And I would also add Howard Hanson, another Rochester guy, to that list, as my father recorded all of his symphonies. He was the first to do so. But anyway, Hanson did himself. But anyway, so David Diamond was a sort of like a grandfather figure to me as a child. And I knew him very well, and he was a kind man in his old age. And he was the composer in residence in Seattle, and he was always staying at our house in Seattle. And I grew up with him doing trivia. How many symphonies did this guy write, and how many quartets did that guy write? And so it was very special for us to have that connection. And now, having played a lot of David's music, it's even more special that I can bring his works to audiences. And of course, being here in Rochester, David lived here in Rochester and loved living here. And so there's a special connection, I think, on multiple levels.
So we'll go back to music now on Backstage Pass, and we'll actually begin with a piece of music that David wrote for you and your sister. It is called A Love Song, and our cellist is Julian Schwartz, our pianist, Marika Pornacki, and this is Backstage Pass.